A reading from the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. On the first day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then this word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you to dwell in your own paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but have brought in little. You have eaten, but have not been satisfied. You have drunk, but have not been exhilarated, have clothed yourselves, but not been warmed. And whoever earned wages earned them for a bag with holes in it. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up into the hill country, bring timber, and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and receive my glory, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Having suffered through conflict and exile and returned to the homeland, the people are commissioned to rebuild the temple. They started, but more conflict within their groups caused work on the temple to cease. Apparently, they found more satisfaction in taking care of their own dwellings, making them as fine as possible. Now, Haggai the prophet is sent by God. He is relaying God's message that the people have failed to continue this God-assigned project, have not been respecting the temple of the Lord, have not given time and energy and materials to rebuilding the temple now that they have re-entered their homeland. It is a matter of priorities, isn't it? From a website called Old Testament Study, we read, quote, thus, the word from the Lord concerning the construction of the temple came on an appropriate day, a day when the people would be acutely aware of the absence of the temple. And from the same source, they were chosen specifically by God to return to the land, but their special status, being the remnant of the people of God, required more than their just being there in the land. They were there to serve the Lord, rebuild his temple, reinstitute the proper worship of God in the promised land. End quote. So here we have a situation that can help remind us what our priorities need to be. I am especially aware of a sentence that occurs twice in this reading. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Just as God challenged the people of old on what their focus should be, so shall we take up the challenge to do what we need to do. When we look at our world, we might ask, why has our beautiful planet Earth become such a threatened place? Why do we have so many vanishing species? Why is clean water so hard to find for so many? Why has Pope Francis even needed to write a whole encyclical about this concern? Why is there a more than 90% probability that human activities over the past 250 years have warmed our planet? Why are some herbs and plants traditionally used in healing not growing anymore? Why is fracking a bad choice in the plan for future energy? Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Seems like it is all about choices. Are our first inclinations to ourselves and our own comfort and healthy pocketbook? Are our corporations becoming too greedy? Are we inclined to patterns of looking good rather than simplifying our life? To caring for our own comforts rather than for those who have little or nothing? To taking our water, food, and shelter for granted, rather than assume and take on habits of ecology and healthy environment? Today is the day. Haggai would have suggested, now is the moment to make up a list and give thought to what should be first. Thinking about it is good. Doing it is better. Consider your ways. Consider your ways.